This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We read a while back about these leather jackets. They had Coke logos all over them, and they were selling for something like $3,000. We wondered, naturally, who made them and why, which is how we stumbled across Darren Romanelli. He's a designer who goes by the name Dr. X. He also runs a creative agency that specializes in turning brand name merchandise into art. So we went out to his office in West Hollywood to talk things over.
This is this Coca-Cola room where I've recently been working with the Coca-Cola brand.
Right, and this is the new big project.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola and myself created a capsule collection, Coke by DRX.
Coke merchandising, by the way, is like some bajillion-dollar business, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, yes, and the most iconic brand in the world. Right. So I literally deconstructed Coke's archives. We sourced hundreds of pieces of vintage Coca-Cola, and I reworked them, reconstructed them with new textiles, new hardware, and placed those in great shops around the world. Colette in Paris, United Arrows in Japan, opening ceremony, LA, New York, London. So it's interesting for Coke because obviously, they have a ginormous licensing, but then they came to me to do something that was unique and aspirational.
So they came to you to tear apart their stuff, basically. Yeah, they knew that what they were getting with you.
Right, but I worked closely with their creative director.
But tear it apart carefully, I suppose.
Yes, exactly.
Where did the doctor and the Dr. X thing come from?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. Darren Romanelli, DR.
Yep, got that.
In 2003, Nike reached out to me and asked me to participate in this project called Reconstruct.
Mm-hmm.
Where they picked seven designers, gave us a box of vintage materials, scraps off the cutting room floor, and gave us 24 hours to create something unique that they showed at this pop-up house they had in Venice Beach. And I created a reworked blazer from vintage Nike material. I had to come up with a brand, so it made sense to call it Dr. Romanelli because I was operating on these, you know, vintage pieces of apparel.
Deconstruction actually means taking it apart. Go drill down a little bit on that.
You know, some people call it brand hijacking. I call it collaborating, where brands like Dunhill or Vintage Nike, Fraggle Rock, all these different properties that I had an affinity to when I was a kid growing up, I've tapped into those, you know, memories. But in a way where I'll source vintage. I'll find an article of clothing from that property that I'm working with. I'll clean it as well as I can, and then I'll reconstruct it. I'll cut it up, and I'll put it back together in a new silhouette. Because if you think about it, vintage either A, smells really bad, or B, it's hard to find your size because it's not like they stock multiple sizes. So I'll bring it back to life in the best way that I can for a youth consumer who might not be too familiar from that brand because maybe they weren't born when this had a moment in time in the market, right?
How do those brands feel about it?
Well, I think, you know, I 9 out of 10 times they seem really pleased with the outcome.
And the 1 out of 10 is a cease and desist letter, basically?
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple of those over the years, but I learned the reasons I got those, and I've been able to create a more fluid system now, so I avoid those as well as I can.
You make your money out of this how?
Well, so over here, we have an old sneaker brand. Are you guys familiar with British Knights?
No, but okay.
So British Knights was a really massive brand from the late 80s, early 90s, and the interesting thing about BK is they went away. So British Knights came to us and asked us if we could ignite a big comeback for them. So these shoes, this is just the early introduction into British Knights coming back. We're going to utilize this space as a showroom.
Huh. And then it'll spin out to retail all over the country.
Yes.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a designer? What are you?
I mean, yeah, a designer, entrepreneur, marketer. You know, designer's a little hard for me to digest, so I'd rather be creator, creative, entrepreneur.
And also a small businessman.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is a mom-and-pop shop, but we're proud of the operation here, and we've been having a lot of fun.
What do you think? Art or advertisements? You can check stuff out that Dr. X has made. Decide for yourself. Marketplace.org.